This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, that they are. The Eagles report for camp today. First practice tomorrow. We'll be there.
Yeah.
We'll be doing the show tomorrow at
Eagles
Training.
It's going to be like an hour out there. They ain't going to do nothing for real.
Yeah, but as long as we get Rita's out of the deal.
Yeah, we get Rita's. Yeah. I'm bringing my Bucky's cup.
They might not fill that for free.
Like, could you put some Rita's in this Bucky's cup?
You're pushing it. We'll be at camp tomorrow. Eagles report today. And, of course, the trade deadline is just 9 days away. Joining us right now to talk about it all is Devin Caney, of course, covering the Phils, and our sideline reporter for the Eagles.
Scoop!
Devin, how you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. I'm still processing a walk-off catcher's interference from the Phils last night, but I'm also trying to get in gear for training camp. I'm going to be there tomorrow and Thursday.
All right.
I'm really pumped for it.
So, Deb, my question to you is, how do you feel about the celebration after the way the game ended?
So, like, on one hand, I understand it. And on the other, I'm like, should you really be celebrating a walk-off catcher's interference?
See, like, y'all didn't taint it. Now you got Dev acting like, you see how she's doing?
Yeah, she's right. She's seeing this correctly. What are they throwing water around for? They didn't even do anything.
I actually, I took my phone out and recorded a video of the celebration from the press box as soon as it happened. And I was going back and looking at it and, like, yes, a few of the guys were, you know, dumping the water. And Lindo so was excited and, like, as he should be. I mean, he called it, and it does technically count as an RBI, I believe, on the box score for him as well. But then, like, you look, Bryce Harper was kind of just walking. Like, not all of them were celebrating, like, dumping water on Sosa. So I don't know if it was, like, the full team. It was a win. I think that, you know, maybe they need to look within and fix their lineup issues. But if you win the game in that way after that many innings, then, like, I guess you can celebrate. Excuse me, I'm coughing like crazy right now.
That's okay. You can look.
Puff pass.
You can celebrate as much as you want when you win. And they did win last night, which is the most important part. All right, so, Devin, it's interesting. The last couple days we've heard from, you know, really big decision makers of the Phillies before the trade deadline. And they're not going to give away the full strategy, but you kind of gleaned some things from both John Middleton, who spoke on Friday, and then last night, Dave Dombrowski. And what I'm wondering is what you took away from it, because it's almost like you hear it and you could hear a quote one way, or you could hear it a different way. Devin, after listening to John Middleton, after listening to Dave Dombrowski speak over the last couple days, are you expecting them to make a big move? Because there's a lot of rumors out there that have them connected to big names, whether it be Clase or Mason Miller or maybe a big bat like Jaron Duran with the home run last night off of Zach Wheeler. Are you expecting it, or do you look at what they've done the last few years, and they really haven't? I mean, they've kind of moved around the margins the last few years with Estevez or Austin Hayes or Michael Lorenzen. It's been a while since they made a big move at the trade deadline. Devin, are you expecting the Phillies to do that?
I think they're going to try their hardest to make a big move, and I get the inkling that it's going to be actually more so for a bat versus a bullpen arm. I mean, they signed David Robertson. He's going to spend some time down in Lehigh Valley with AAA first before he comes back up. They liked what they saw from him. They're looking at, you know, obviously moving some of the starting rotation into the bullpen. Dave Dombrowski did say they've not discussed Andrew Painter going to the bullpen whatsoever. He did mention Mick Abel and how they really like his stuff in the big leagues. Obviously, he had some time up with the Phillies, got sent back down, but he has been pitching better down in Lehigh Valley. We could see him make another appearance with the Phillies, perhaps in the bullpen. I think that he's aware, and they're all aware, they've all kind of made remarks on the Phillies lineup. And even Rob Thompson has kind of said, well, we want to see more from this Phillies lineup. And I think we're seeing, you know, Bryce Harper finally look like the Bryce Harper that we've been wanting to see really all season. And unfortunately, you know, once you get past like number five or six in the lineup, it kind of turns into a black hole. These guys like Bryson Stott, Alec Bohm obviously injured now, but he wasn't doing much. So you want to see more production. And I think that that's not out of the question. The problem is, and Dave Dombrowski touched on this yesterday, there are so many teams, like you guys mentioned earlier in the show, there aren't really any great teams, whether it's the NL or baseball as a whole. So that means that there are all these teams that are still technically in the hunt, which makes them like more hesitant to be sellers at the deadline. And that's not great for the Phillies, who are a team that want to bring in a big bat, that want to make a big move. Dave Dombrowski did say what they liked about Dave Robertson was that they could get him for cash. He said, we're not against, you know, trading our profits, but we want to be able to save them for a bigger move at the deadline should they need to.
I'm kind of curious, Dev. What does your gut tell you about the big move that they're potentially talking about? Do you feel like that's going to happen, or do you feel like it's more lip service than anything?
I mean, as a fan, I'm hopeful that something happens, because I think no matter who you bring in, just giving this team like a jolt, it can't hurt, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think if anything, it'll keep it status quo. But I think bringing in some new energy, bringing in a new bat to the lineup would certainly bring some more life into this team. So I hope that they go for it. I think they want to. It just depends on, A, what these teams are asking for in return, and B, who they're even able to get. I think even if it's someone like Adolis Garcia, or, you know, there are a few, like Duran, obviously, that would be a reach. That would be like a goal, like to bring in who hit the leadoff home run against Zach Wheeler last night. I don't know if Boston is going to be wanting to give someone like that up, especially when they're only a few games behind the Phillies in terms of overall record. Like they're still in the hunt as well. So these teams just might not want to give up their talent. And Dave Dombrowski and John Middleton have both alluded to the fact that they've offered up a lot of stuff in terms of prospects, in terms of even guys who are on the Phillies roster, and these teams still say no. So if that happens, I mean, you can't really blame Dombrowski. It's just, you know, the way that the season is shaken out for the league as a whole.
After talking yesterday to David Robertson, Devin, what's the expectation? When do you think we might see him? Because it's an interesting situation to where he's a veteran, so you wouldn't think he needs a long time to get ready. But also, he hasn't pitched in a real game since the end of September last year. I know he keeps himself in great shape. I mean, he's a pro, and he's been doing it for probably 15 years now in the big league. So I wouldn't think it's going to be super long, but I also saw that he accepted the assignment to AAA. So they're going to send him there to get himself ready. What's your guess on when we'll see David Robertson in the Phillies bullpen?
Well, I believe he has to spend at least 15 days down there. So I don't know if that's retroactive or not, but I would guess maybe a few series and then we could see him brought up. And like they said, they only saw Dave Robertson pitch like two outings before they decided to go ahead and sign him. And I know a lot of people are kind of laughing at the fact that like that's a move that they make right before the trade deadline, is, you know, signing a 40-year-old reliever who's been here twice before. But I still think it's something. Like I think that we should give him a shot and see what stuff he still has. Clearly they saw stuff that they liked from David Robertson when they went out and saw him, when the scouting team went out and saw him. So hopefully, you know, get back up to par. Dave Dombrowski compared it to like, it's basically like his March. So he needs maybe a couple more weeks to kind of get his stuff going and to ramp back up before he can make a start with the, or not a start, before he can make a, a bullpen appearance with the Phillies.
Devin Caney joining us here. Phillies trade deadline 9 days away, and the first Eagles practice is just one day away. Devin, what are you most interested in watching when you get out there tomorrow in the first, let's say, week or so? Like, when you're on the field and you're taking in practice, what's going to be what you're looking at? Because it's an Eagles team that comes back with a ton of talent, maybe the most still in the NFL or certainly, you know, up there, but also a lot of changes, especially on the defensive side, off a team that was so great last season. What are your eyes going to be on when you're at practice?
I mean, there's the position battles, of course, but I think overall, you know, for the first few practices, I just want to see what the overall energy is from this team, because, you know, you're coming off a Super Bowl, and we all know what happened, you know, in 2018 coming off a Super Bowl, in 2022 coming off a Super Bowl loss, of course. And I just hope that, you know, this time it's different and that they can keep up this momentum. It feels different, at least to me, from this team. It feels like they are still certainly on a mission. They're very young. They've only gotten younger because they lost guys like Darius Slay and CJ Gardner-Johnson. I'm curious to see what the offense is going to look like under Kevin Petullo, what Jalen Hurts is going to look like, what they're running in practice. But I know that we can rely on Elliott to be out there with his clipboard charting all of those
charting all them plays and them catches and drops and all that. Yeah, he's going to be out there.
Yeah. I personally am like, I'm a defensive fan when it comes to football. So I'll be watching the defense because they're an extremely young defensive unit once again. And like I said, I've only gotten younger. And I'm curious to see, you know, what guys like Cooper DeJean looks like his second year, what Quinyon Mitchell looks like his second year, Jalix Hunt, what these guys are able to look like out there, you know, without the leaders like Brandon Graham, like Darius Slay, like these veterans who had kind of been leading the charge on defense in seasons past.
Well, it is nice to see someone around here is believes defense is a necessity, Hugh, and not just luxury.
Oh, like,
Devin gets it, unlike some people.
I'm just saying, man, the stats say what the stats say. Don't shoot the messenger.
The stats say they had the best defense in the league last year and won the Super Bowl.
I'm just saying.
I mean, that's what happened.
And I'm curious to see if they can do it again. I hope that they – I love nothing more than watching an elite shutdown defense. So watching this Eagles defense all of last season was just – such a joy to me. And I hope that they can keep it up. I know Cooper DeJean has had a generational run of an offseason in terms of off the field activities. And look, I hope that they can just lock in and stay focused once training camp begins.
Not
today,
a generational run.
It has been generational. He wouldn't show you the DMs. I mean, you asked you. He said no to that.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I really didn't want to see him. I just was wondering what – I was just kind of curious.
Yeah.
You know, good-looking young man running around the city. Just won a Super Bowl.
He's having fun.
Having a ball.
Yeah, I mean, true journalism happening here at WIP. Devin, we appreciate you hopping on as always, and we'll see you out of practice tomorrow. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
There
way
she
to go,
goes.
Scoops.
Devin Caney joining us on the Phils and the Eagles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
How about that? At least our Eagles sideline reporter believes defense is a necessity and doesn't just poo-poo it here.
I didn't poo-poo it. I just, you know, it just lays out differently when you talk about the financials. That's all I was pointing out. I mean, y'all can't handle the truth.
No, man. We can handle the truth. The truth is they had the best defense in the league. They
I'm
won
just
the
saying,
Super Bowl.
And they let some of them cats leave.
Yeah, and that's why that's a big
and
question.
They allocated the resources to the other side.
Yeah, and it better work. As long as the quarterback delivers the football where it's supposed to go, it'll probably score a lot of points. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right. So Devin had an interesting perspective. She said not everyone was celebrating over the top last night. It was a pretty wild celebration. As soon as I got in here, Kyle pointed out the celebration they had last night. Was it appropriate for the Phillies to celebrate the way they did after the win last night? 65% yes. I haven't dove into the comment section there yet. I might do that when I get a minute.
That's the best to see what the people have to say.
Well, what did you think about it? It was a weird walk-off to celebrate with a Gatorade bath.
I don't think I'm the right person to ask because they celebrate every divisional round.
But you know, to me, that's different. But that's a playoff round.
Well, I feel like it's unnecessary. I mean, but that's just me. So when you ask me that, you know, I know I'm going to trigger some people that are listening to us, but I just think it's ridiculous. You celebrate every round that you're in, that you advance from. So, but that's baseball.
Yeah.
So it does.
But this took that to like a different level. Like at least in the playoffs, you're going to the next round. Last night they won a 3-2 game in July where they didn't get a hit in the 10th inning.
And they were picked to win. Like they were like overwhelming favorites.
Of course they were. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get where
it's sad. It was a sad walk off. I mean, like, well, did anyone sit there in their house and jump up and down and cheer? Like, did you have that feeling?
See.
I was
again,
like, really?
I'm the wrong
that
person.
Okay.
Because I barely even reacted.
And I was like,
I'm of the mindset a win is a win.
Yeah, but that was like.
It was a lot.
You walk away a little embarrassed. Like, that's how we won that one? A little embarrassed.
You know what? The bar for you, like, the bar that you guys have is way high. It's just high.
It's not a high bar to expect my team to win while putting a ball in play.
But they won. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, without putting a ball in play.
Because the catcher interfered. It was the most Mickey Mouse win of the season.
See,
I mean, we can all agree on that.
This is what I'm talking about. I give you my opinion, then y'all jump all over me like a bunch of crickets.
Are you peopling us right now?
I am you peopling you right now.
Well, hold on. Is it insane to say that if they had not gotten the catcher's interference that, like, have you seen this team with runners in scoring position this year?
They did
not put a ball in play. They might not have won the game.
I was fully anticipating a ground ball back to the pitcher, double play at home, and they don't score in the inning.
You know what I did? I just realized this. It just hit me.
Yeah.
I kind of missed Kyle's rants on vacation. I was wondering, like, something's missing. What is this Kyle blowing his stack?
There's someone angry not in my life right now. Where is it?
Just constantly angry. I'm sitting there drinking wine, getting banged up every day. And I'm like, something don't feel right. Angry Kyle is not here.
Wait, it is. I will say this about vacation. When I was on, like, there's something, like, you kind of unplug and you're relaxed. And then, like, no one in real life is like the atmosphere at WIP. There's no one pissed off about something all the time. It's weird. Like, 45 straight hours went by. I wasn't pissed about anything. I was like,
arguing about nothing?
Yeah, like, this is the way regular people live their lives?
It's like there was a void. I'm like, I need somebody what's there to be angry about right now?
I need somebody to yell at. That's what it is. We're so used to traumatizing each other on a day-to-day basis.
Do I, like, yell at Hugh, Kyle, the callers? Sean and Philly's up. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Sean.
What's going on, man?
How you guys doing today?
We're great.
We're good. We won a game on a Mickey Mouse walk-off. It was awesome.
Okay, well, listen about this celebration. I just got off the phone with a friend of mine. He said everyone thought it was over the top.
It was.
What I see is a shot in the arm. I don't care how we win. I just think that could give us a shot that we need to get going.
If we need a catcher's interference in late July to get going, Sean, we might have some
issues. Needed a coach to cut his hair off and go crazy to win the Super Bowl.
That was week 6. Exactly. This is July 20th. A little different.
All right. I'm just saying anything positive with this team right now is a good thing.
Well, yeah, and the win is certainly a good thing. Sean, I'm happy they won. It was weird. Obviously, we haven't seen that in 50 years. But, Sean, we appreciate the phone. I'm happy they won the game. That's great. And they did load the bases on mostly their own accord. I mean, it was a ghost runner. And they did walk. They walked Kepler intentionally. Do you ever think you'd see that?
Actually, that might have been the craziest thing to happen.
I mean, I get it. They were trying to set up the force at any base. But, like, just the idea that Max Kepler got an intentional walk. Told you that's Rob Manfred's baseball. Ghost runners and intentional walks to Max Kepler.
So you know what that reminded me of? The whole that's going to be a shot in the arm for them. Remember the win over the Browns and Sirianni was yelling at fans.
Yeah.
The head shave.
Well, that did work though.
But Hugh was sitting there telling us that that was going to be the inflection point of the season. He was right.
He was dead right.
Dead ass right. I'm saying, man, I have vision. I see these things. I see these things for what they are.
Hold on.
And that's why I try to teach y'all
every day.
Doesn't
help that I'm blind.
Every day I'm trying to get y'all right, but y'all don't want to hear what I got to say.
Have you ever heard the expression, a blind squirrel finds a nut?
Yeah, I find
it. Or a broken clock is right twice a day?
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I feel that.
I know, but when you say you have vision, it's like.
I have vision. I called the Sirianni thing, though.
You did.
We were sitting there.
You did say it's going to go real good or real bad. And
well,
it went real good.
It went really, really good.
They won.
But he was in crisis. I was right. He was in crisis.
Yeah.
And they responded to his crisis.
Here's a question. Do we think we get full head of hair Sirianni tomorrow for the first press conference? Or are we going short? I mean,
I think it's short. Because wasn't he at the ESPYs and it was short? It was kind of short at the ESPYs.
You might be right. When I saw a picture of him last week, it was shorter.
Who was the dude that, the comedian?
Shane Gillis.
He wasn't funny.
You didn't find it funny?
Mm.
A lot of people did.
Mm. I couldn't disagree more.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Well, I mean, like all of it, you didn't think it's funny? Mm. Or there was just a certain thing?
A certain thing.
Mm. Funny. Yeah. Mm. Just wanted to give a Shane Gillis
take. I just wanted to hate. Like, you know, I just wanted to hate on Shane Gillis.
Okay.
Just for a brief second.
I did see Sirianni there. You're right. Shorter hair. I think it was short. I hope he has short hair. I mean, I think the Eagles will have their most success if we get shorter hair, Sirianni. That led him to the Super Bowl. Ken in Cinnaminson is up. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning, Ken.
So I would not wait on 3 hours to talk to God if I needed to talk to my dead parents. So I guess Aaron needs something better to do with his time.
I guess so
listen, this Dave Dombrowski, if you could sum up his tenure in Philadelphia in one phrase, it's been, you know, we're going to keep the powder dry. The number of times I've heard him say, you know, keep the powder dry. You know, John Middleton has signaled this over the last week or so, you know, that we're still going to be playing baseball in 5 years and you could make every single move that there is to make and still not win. And he's laying a soft landing spot for Dave Dombrowski. But the bigger issue is you've got six guys in the lineup on any given night whose OPS is under the league average. You've got three guys in the lineup on any given night whose OPS is under 600. We have actually gotten to a point here in late July where we at least no longer hear Rob Thompson tell us we know we're going to slug, because we now know we're not going to slug. So there is no trade deadline move or combination of trade deadline moves that you can make that's going to fix what's wrong with this team. You could make it marginally better, but you're it's not like you're going to replace Max Kepler, who, you know, I kind of hinted at the offseason signing that this felt to me like, you know, Whit Merrifield, you know, just rebooted for 2025, and it has turned out to be that. The team just can't hit, and there's no one bat out there that you could point to and say, boy, if we really give up the farm here, this guy could be a difference maker, not just this year, but for several years to come. And so it's just, there's nothing that's going to move the needle. Any changes that were going to be impactful needed to be made in the off season, and they weren't made. They decided that they can win with this team, and, you know, hoping for Dave Dombrowski to all of a sudden pull some rabbit out of the hat at the trade deadline. And oh, by the way, remember when the season started, we were all talking about, well, as great as this pitching staff is going to be, just imagine when Painter comes up, yep, July-ish, and he's like the second coming of Steve Carlton, and we add that young guy to this rotation. And Andrew Painter is not even the best pitcher in the Iron Pigs rotation right now. So this, and all that does is point to the folly of protecting these guys like they are gold when you don't know what they're going to be in Major League Baseball. The old saying is prospects are suspects until they do it. And they might have, frankly, missed the window to move some of these top 100 guys that they have to get an impact player that can really make a difference for this team not just this year, but for years to come.
Well, they may have. And I thought when you said that, and Ken, a good phone call, when Middleton was talking the other day and he mentioned that they made a great offer last year for Garrett Crochet. And I think the word he used is ambivalent, that he and Dave were ambivalent. Like, if they take the deal, we're happy we get Garrett Crochet. And they don't take the deal, we're happy because we get to keep these prospects. Like, it was odd to me. Like, do they not realize Garrett Crochet is one of the five best pitchers in baseball, and the prospects they were talking about have done nothing to help the Phillies win games yet? I understand they want to protect the future. Hugh, you were talking about that earlier. They want to protect their future. They don't want to have a down decade the way they did a decade ago. It just feels like this threading the needle is not easy to go for it now and also protect the future. And if they're not careful, they're not going to do either the perfect way, right? They're not going to win a World Series,
yeah.
And then the future might not be as fruitful as they think it is anyway. Maybe my head's in the sand. I think we're getting a different Nebraska this year. It might not be enough to win a World Series, but I think they're going to try. I expect a big move. 215-592-9494. Do you expect the Phillies to make a big move at the deadline 9 days away? The other thing that's going on right now, top of mind for all of us, training camp about to begin. We're going to be there tomorrow. Eagles are reporting today. When we get back, we'll talk about what we're going to be watching for during training camp as the defending champs arrive back to practice. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.